यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, रामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, जगन्नाथ क्षेत्र पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की, वृंद देवी तुलसी महारानी की, कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकेर भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम एवरीवन। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 श्लोकास 45 एंड 46। या एवं सब विप्लवति सर्वधर्मा दास्याः पतिपतितो गार्यकर्मणा निपात्यमानो निरये हतव्रतः सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवन्नाम गृह्णन् एवं वा विप्लाविता सर्वधर्मा दास्याः पतितपतितो गार्यकर्मणा निपात्यमानो निरये हतव्रतः सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवान् नाम गृह्णन् एवं स विप्लाविता सर्वधर्मा दास्या पतित पतितो गार्यकर्मणा निपात्यमानो निरये हतव्रतः सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवान् नाम गृह्णन्।
एवं स विप्लावित
एवं च विप्लाविता सर्वधर्मा दास्या पतिता पतितो गर्य कर्मणा निपत्यमानो निरये हतव्रतः सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवान् नाम गृह्णन्। दास्याः पतितपतितो गर्य कर्मणा निपात्यमानो निरते सद्यो विमुक्तो नाम गृह्णन्। माताजी नास्या पतितपतितो गर्य कर्मणा नास्य काम हतव्रता नस्यो विभुक्ते एवं स विप्लाविता सर्वधर्मान् नास्या पतितपतितो गर्य कर्मणा निपात्यमानो निरते हतव्रता सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवत् नाम गृह्णन्। एवं इन दिस वे ही सह ही अजामिल विप्लाविता सर्वधर्माः हु गेव अप ऑल रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स दास्याः पतिः द हस्बैंड ऑफ अ प्रोस्टिट्यूट पतितः फॉलन गर्य कर्मणा बाय बीइंग एंगेज्ड इन अबॉमिनेबल एक्टिविटीज निपात्यमानः फॉलिंग निरये इन हेलिश लाइफ हतव्रतः हु ब्रोक ऑल हिज वाउज सद्यः इमीडिएटली विमुक्तः liberated bhagwat nama the holy name of the lord grinnan chanting translation by his divine grace ac bhaktivedanta swami shila prabhupada ki jai। Ajamil was a brahmana who because of bad association had given up all brahminical culture and religious principles becoming most fallen he stole drank and performed other abominable acts he even kept a prostitute thus he was destined to be carried away to hell by the order carriers of Yamaraj but he was immediately rescued simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name Narayana। Shloka 46 we'll read the translation and purport by Prabhupada। Therefore one who desires freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting and glorifying the name form forms and pastimes name fame form and pastimes of the supreme personality of Godhead at whose feet all the holy places stand one cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods such as pious atonement speculative knowledge and meditation in mystic yoga because even after following such methods one takes to fruitive activities again unable to control his mind which is contaminated by base qualities of nature namely passion and ignorance। Purport it has actually been seen that even after achieving so called perfection Many karmis, gyanis, and yogis become attached to material activities again. Many so-called swamis and yogis give up material activities as false, jagan mithya, but after some time they nevertheless resume material activities by opening hospitals and schools or performing other activities for the benefit of the public. Sometimes they participate in politics, although still falsely declaring themselves sannyasis, members of the renounced order. The perfect conclusion, however, is that if one actually desires to get out of the material world, he must take to devotional service, which begins with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnuhu, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. The Krishna consciousness movement has actually proved this. In the Western countries, many young boys who were addicted to drugs and who had many other bad habits which they could not give up, abandoned all those propensities and very seriously engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord as soon as they joined the Krishna consciousness movement. In other words, this process is the perfect method of atonement for actions performed in Rajaha and Tamaha, passion and ignorance. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.19, Tada rajas tamo bhavaha kama lobhadayaschaye cheta etir anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. As a result of raja and tamaha, one becomes increasingly lusty and greedy. But when one takes to the process of chanting and hearing, one comes to the platform of goodness and becomes happy. As he advances in devotional service, all his doubts are completely eradicated. Vidyante hridaya gandhris, chidyante sarva samshayah. Thus the knot of his desire for fruitive activities is cut to pieces. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, welcome everyone. We are so happy to be discussing Srimad Bhagavatam in such a beautiful atmosphere in the courtyard of Radha Damodar. So, here we are coming towards the conclusion of the pastime of Ajamil. So, it started with explaining that karma, jnana, and yoga cannot completely eradicate our sinful propensities. So there is, when we perform karma, there is a karma phala. And then there is kutam, and there is bijam and there is aprarabdha karma. So the entire spectrum of immediate sin, the propensity to commit future sin, and the reaction of that sin, everything is entirely destroyed, erased completely, only by the process of pure devotional service. Which shloka is that? What does Shukdev Goswami compare bhakti to? As the rising of the sun, Nihara Iva Bhaskara. First, karma process is compared to bathing of an elephant. An elephant takes a bath in a pond, but comes back on the shore and then again puts dust on himself. That is the punya papa cycle. That through that ritualistic karma processes, we can never get free of sin. Is there a better solution? Yes. Jnana and yoga, they do eradicate the reaction to sin. Like, if there is a field and you set fire to the crops or whatever the stubble that is left, so the field will look clear. You will feel that I have become purified. But what is not destroyed is the seed within the ground. That is the job that jnana does. It makes you feel you are pure, but really we are not. So therefore Srila Prabhupada uses in this purport the phrase, even after achieving so-called perfection. It's just a semblance of perfection. It's an illusion of perfection. The field looks so clean. I'm pure. But at the first opportunity of exposing ourselves in an environment where our previous impressions are triggered, like somebody who is an alcoholic, they're trying to give up alcohol, and then they go to a place where it's being served, that's a trigger. As soon as you expose yourself to that situation, again the sprout of material desires will spring up. Psychologists accept that if you really want to come out of addiction, the only path is spirituality. Nothing else works. Why? Because spirituality touches the deepest identity of a person, which is the person's ideologies or beliefs. If you can improve them, then you can change your even your worst habits. So if jnana is like burning the, you know, and the field will look clean, but at the first opportunity, material sinful desire will spring up again. But it is only bhakti which does a thorough job of cleansing not just the reaction to sin, not just the proclivity for future sin, kutam bijam, but also the aprarabdha karma. What we have not suffered, that is destroyed. The proclivity to commit sin, that is destroyed. And the actual sinful reaction, that is destroyed. So it does a thorough job of cleansing our sinful desires, and we never go back to it. That is the assurance. That is what an addict wants. He wants to never go back to that life. So many people try and fail, but the success is that you never go back. So that is where the discussion is taking us to. Jnana, karma, yoga can take us to a place where you feel you are liberated, but actually you are not liberated. So we'll discuss how can somebody who is liberated fall down. We'll not go into the jiva fall down issue, because then we'll have to spend the entire day. So let's see what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport. First thing, the shloka 45 says, evam sa viplavita sarva dharma. So he had given up all religious principles because he was previously a brahmana and he was practicing a pure life, but he gave up all of that. Further, it is said, even if you follow dharma, we'll be interestingly discovering two types of dharmas today. Where does karma, jnana and yoga come? They are part of dharma. They are part of the Vedic process. So why do we discourage that? Because these three paths are covered by gunas. Where does it say here that one is affected by the gunas? Punya karmasu sajjate mano rajastamobhya kalilam tato anyatha. This is from the 46th shloka. We didn't chant that. Even after following such methods, one takes to fruitive activities again. Which methods? Punya, karma, jnana and yoga. Because these are contaminated with the three gunas. So this is trividha dharma. That dharma which is under the purview of the gunas. So when we are performing karma, jnana or yoga, we are not free of the influence of gunas. Is it clear? Opposite to that is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is transcendental. Shri Krishna warns Arjuna, don't get caught up in the flowery language of the Vedas, because Vedas mainly deal with the three gunas. Nistraigunya bhava Arjuna. So rise above the gunas, that is Sri Krishna's suggestion to Arjuna. So don't, yes it is dharmic, but here it says, no dharmic process will help us to completely become free of our material desires. Even a jnani, even a yogi, seemingly they may feel we have achieved liberation, even they will come back down to the platform of karma. Karma means material desires. How can somebody who is liberated, Prabhupada always used to say, how are you then engaging with the world? You think this world is a mithya, then why are you playing in that delusion? It's like assuming virtual reality to be real. If you're so learned, if you have realized that this world is mithya, why are you entering and living in that world? You should be renounced. So because those processes contain the influence of the three gunas, therefore they are never really liberated. So here in this section of Ajamil Upakhyan, Shloka 35 has a beautiful phrase. It says, Yatha na bhuyaha. Never again. Now I will not go back to that life again. Somebody who has seen the ghastly consequences of their sinful life, Ajamil got to see what is in store for him. He saw the Yamadutas. Can it get more scary? So he saw the consequences of his sinful life in front of him, just like Mrigari was shown, what are you going to experience? Just like Valmiki was asked by Narad Muni, will your family partake in the reactions to the sinful life? No, they said no. So after realizing what danger lies ahead, Ajamil resolved, never again. This is the turning point in the pastime. So therefore it is called, as Prabhupada beautifully named his book, A Second Chance. We also come from a place of past sinful life. And when we take a vow, we say, never again will I go back to that life. So bhakti helps us establish in that steady platform. But if we follow other paths, it is inevitable that we will lose our, we will somehow enter the realm of karma again. Just like in, when we do worship, we chant Bhuta Shuddhi. I have been wandering in this world, identifying myself as the body. Now I have realized that I am a spirit soul, a part and parcel of Krishna. So this Sambandha Gyan is the second chance. When we realize that I have established a connection with Krishna and my previous identification with the body is now dissolved, ahankar, that is beginning of a new life, which is what Ajamil is experiencing. And this new life is possible only by practicing pure devotional service. So look at the shloka 44, 45. Everything is अधार्मिक. ही गेव अप धर्म, ही वॉज दास्यपति, ही वॉज पतित फॉलन, ही वॉज गार्य कर्मणा, ही वॉज एंगेज्ड इन अबॉमिनेबल एक्टिविटीज एंड ही वॉज फॉलिंग इन टू हेलिश लाइफ एंड ही वॉज हतव्रत. ही ब्रोक ऑल द वाउज. What would you do to such a person who's breaking all regulations, who's engaged in sinful life, who's perfect candidate to for hellish life, and they are breaking regulative principles? They get Vaikuntha. What is the difference? Sadhyo. Immediately, Vimukta. Everything is stacked up against Ajamil. But one thing. Changed everything in his favor. Bhagwan Nama Grinnan. So this is Bhagwat Dharma. This is different from Trivid Dharma, which we just discussed. Because Sri Krishna is absolute. Everything about Sri Krishna is absolute and transcendental. So when we come in touch with something that's pure and transcendental, we also gain that attribute. Shuddhyante Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. That Prabhavishnu is all pure, and when I come in touch with that all pure and transcendental, I also become pure. So just by chanting of the holy names, Ajamil, who was, you know, in the eyes of the judge, a serial offender, he gets liberated. He gets the highest reward. So another part of this theme is, what is this liberation? So Ajamil gained liberation, but Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the karmis, jnanis and yogis consider themselves liberated. Achieving so-called perfection. So, I'm sure you can identify which verse are we going to come upon. Canto 10 from Brahmaji's prayers. Yanya Arvindaksha Vimuktamaninas. Vimuktamaninas is exactly that phrase. Considering oneself liberated. Vimukta Manina. It is not Vimukta. They are not liberated. They consider themselves liberated. Tvai Asta Bhavat Avishuddha Buddhaya. What is the problem? Number one, bhakti is not there. So if you remember the entire process, from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami gradually explains from Shraddha to Prema. And very beautiful nuances are pointed out. What is Sadhana Bhakti, what is Bhava Bhakti and what is Prema Bhakti? So why is Bhava a separate category? In that discussion, it comes that because direct association of Krishna is not there. And the offenses are not completely eliminated. So there is that middle state, which is Bhava. And in Prema, there is a complete direct association with Sri Krishna and one is fully purified of any traces of offenses. So for such a person who consider themselves liberated, they don't have faith in Krishna. Right? Jnanis, yogis, karmis. They don't have faith, therefore they don't get association of Krishna, therefore there is no purification of heart. Whereas, what do they really have? They have presence of offenses. Why offenses? Avishuddha buddhaya aruya krichena param padam tatha patanti adho anadrita. Anadrita means offending. Who are they offending? Yushmat, you. Yushmat angrayaha. Because they are offenders to your lotus feet. What does it mean? That karmis, jnanis and yogis do not have shraddha in bhakti. They do not have shraddha in the form of the Lord. So, if somebody offends the Lord by saying Lord has no form, they fall in this category of yushmat angraya. What happens when we perform aparadhas? We go back from bhakti to karma. Again, our material desires will start propping up in the heart. So that is the risk of having an offensive mentality towards bhakti, towards the swarupa of the Lord. they might have an aspiration for Brahman. So Brahman is a bona fide level of realizing the Param Satyam. Absolute truth can be realized in three features, and Brahman is one of them. So far, so good. But if they cross the line and say that Lord has no form, that is aparad. And they fall into this category if they offend Krishna's form, if they offend the process of bhakti. So they have no bhakti, therefore they will not be purified, and they have aparad, so therefore they will slide down on the platform of karma. Again, they will have material, selfish desire, sakam karma, from where the journey in Bhagavad Gita starts. Imagine considering yourself liberated to second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That's a miserable failure. So this shloka says that, I'll just read the go through the translation. Someone may say that aside from devotees, that means yogis and gyanis, devotees who always seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, the gyanis and yogis are those who are not devotees but have accepted different processes for attaining salvation, which is what verse 46 is saying. What happens to them? This is what we'll discuss for the rest of the conversation. Lord Brahma is saying, they may accept severe austerities and penances. Aruya Krichena. They are processes difficult to achieve the highest position, and they may think themselves liberated, but their intelligence is impure. A Vishuddha Buddhaya. How did they get this impure intelligence? Because Yushmad Anadrita. Unhone anadar kiya aapke charan kamalon ka. They offended your form. They denied your form. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya used to be very strong on Mayavadi Bhashya. He said that you are accepting me as your master and then you are slashing away my limbs by propounding this Mayavad theory. That is an offense. So they fall down from their position of imagined superiority. Vimukta manina. Because they have no regard from your lotus feet. Vimukta manina is exactly what Srila Prabhupada brings up in this purport. Achieving so-called perfection. So, but we also know another principle. The fruits of karma, jnana and yoga cannot be achieved unless there is a presence of bhakti. But here we are saying they have no bhakti. So how did they achieve liberation? Manina. Number one, they have not achieved liberation. So what state they are in? There are only two types of people. One who identify with the material body. I am this body and the goal of life is to enjoy the senses. So they have material senses and they want material enjoyment. That's one ego. Somebody who is really liberated, who has established a connection with Krishna in Goloka, what do they gain? After giving up this body, they gain their original Swarupa. And Srila Prabhupada writes, we are not without senses. A jiva is not formless. A jiva has senses. Have you heard this? What senses they have? Spiritual senses. So with spiritual senses, what kind of desires will you have? Spiritual desires. So there is one liberated entity who has spiritual senses and spiritual desires. And then there is the Baddhajeev who has material senses and material desires. These Vimukta Maninas are somewhere in between. They are in neutrality. Because there is a presence of a trace of bhakti. Because without that, they would not have even come this far. So they are like Trishanku. They have realized they are not this body. They detach from this world. But they really have not identified their real ego. Yes, they have overcome their ahankar. But they have not realized their swarupa. Jivera swarupa, Krishnera nitya das. That is missing. So what is their level? Neutrality in action. But that inaction cannot sustain, because by nature we are seeking ananda. So therefore Srila Prabhupada says in Ishopanishad that realizing Brahman is realizing only the Sat feature of the Absolute. Realizing Paramatma is realizing the Sat and Chit feature of the Absolute. And only at the level of realizing Bhagavan do we realize the entire Sat, Chit and Anand feature of the Absolute Truth. What is Anand? So you are essentially pleasure seeking. All of us. How can there be bliss? Reciprocation, that's the key word. And for reciprocation, what do you need? Yes, and? Yes? Love. For reciprocation, you need two people. You cannot reciprocate with Brahman, that infinite, all-expanding effulgence. Kya kare? It said that when jivas, who's at the end of creation, all the jivas go back into the body of Mahavishnu. So there they don't have their gross or subtle bodies, but they have desires. Actually, they have achieved liberation. But because they are conditioned soul, they have material desires. Can you imagine how you will feel? You are given something which you really don't want. You have not earned it. Therefore, I feel sometimes that, you know, sometimes in bhakti we get a little restless. Why am I not getting purified fast? It will be very uncomfortable to be put in a place which we have not earned. If you become a pure devotee, but you have not really overcome your material desires, you will feel so uncomfortable. You'll say, get me out of this place of pure devotion. So therefore, everyone has to progress at his pace, in his pace. So we should not, I mean, we should earn our progress. We should not be restless. So, reciprocation. Even Paramatma, we cannot reciprocate with. Paramatma is a neutral observer. He is overseeing us and facilitating our desires. The Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, may speak, may give hints that this is good for you. He is Chaitya Guru. But that is again not a platform of reciprocation. Only at the level of Bhagwan can we have reciprocation, and therefore we can experience Ananda. So, these people who we are talking of, they are not liberated. So what is the state that they are in? They have overcome the gunas. Because we said they have dissolved their material identity. They are not. They have realized I am not this body. So that is good. We should appreciate them for that. They are at the level of what we call Jiva Mukta. They are Jiva Mukta, not liberated. That is the exact situation they are in. And in the purport to this shloka, Yanya Arvindaksha Vimukta Manina, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they explain this. That liberated persons who don't have faith in the Lord can come back to karma. What this shloka 46 is saying, exactly, Jiva Goswami, they are giving so many evidences from all over scripture that a Jiva Mukta can come back into selfish material desires if they offend the form of the Lord. But how? Why do they come back from that place of neutrality? Can't they just be in that intermediate space? They have not discovered their spiritual identity, but they have overcome their material identity. But what are they doing? There is nothing to do in liberation. There is no reciprocation, there is no exchange, there is no action. But what is the nature of the soul? A soul is always active. Nahi kaschit chanam api. Not even for a moment can we not perform action. This Shri Krishna is saying to encourage Arjun to do karma. Because Arjun is saying, if this involves violence, I better not do any karma. So Shri Krishna is saying, not performing your karma is as sinful as performing selfish karma. Because they are both attachment. Karma nahi vadhikaraste. At the end it is, Even if you give up your duty, that is a form of attachment. So doing our duty with selfish desire is positive attachment. Running away from our duty because it is inconvenient, challenging, disturbing, that is negative attachment. The idea is both of them are attachment because you have a selfish reason to perform or to avoid it. So what should you do? We should perform your prescribed duties without attachment. So here, Lord says that the soul is active. Why is the soul active? What is the last line of this shloka? Nahi kaschit chanam api jatu tishtati akarma krit karyate hi avashah karma. One is helplessly forced to act. Why? Sarva prakritir jair guner. Because of the influence of the gunas. That is what we started the discussion with. The realm of karma, jnana, and yoga has the influence of the gunas. And one who is still under the influence of gunas will be forced to act helplessly. Therefore, they cannot maintain their imagined position of liberation. This completes the whole loop. Is it clear? So we started discussing that only bhakti can give us liberation. Karma, jnana, and yoga cannot because they are still under the three gunas. What happens when we are under the gunas? We have material desires. We are restless. And when we have material desires, we cannot stay at a position of neutrality or liberation. We have to come down. This is one reason. But in Brahma Jyoti, there is no influence of gunas. So like we discussed, for a conditioned soul, what is driving the conditioned soul? The gunas. What is a conditioned soul acting out of? Material vasanas. What is a spiritual liberated soul acting out of? Spiritual vasanas. Like we discussed, they have developed spiritual senses. So one is acting at the level of material vasanas, Baddha Jeev, and a Shuddha Bhakt who's gone back into Krishna's association, they are acting out of spiritual vasanas. But in Brahma Jyoti, there are no gunas and therefore there are no vasanas. So then why do we discuss liberation? Why do we discuss merging into Brahma Jyoti, Sayujya Mukti? Even bhakti scriptures, liberation is discussed not as a goal. Liberation is discussed to show that it is useless in front of pure devotional service. What is the shloka that Prabodhananda Saraswati says? What does he call liberation? Kaivalya narkayate. So we talk about liberation, but we talk about it to understand it and then dismiss it. A devotee understands that liberation is standing at the door of a devotee with folded hands. But what does a devotee say? I am okay. I have positive engagement in Krishna's service. What will I do there without any spiritual vasanas? Shat Goswami Ashtakam has a very beautiful phrase regarding to liberation. Kaivalya Nistarakau. Nistarakau means to extricate or to save. So the six Goswamis have come, they have compiled the bhakti scriptures to rescue souls from the mouth of the tiger of liberation. This is how Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta looks at liberation. So why do jnanis hold it so high? I was hearing a class by His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj. He just, completely clarified it so beautifully. He said, if somebody has been having sweet rice always with sand mixed in it, they don't know what sweet rice tastes without sand. So the experience of the jnanis is that this material world is a place of suffering. Difficult relationship, adidaivik klesha, adibhautik klesha, adhyatmik klesha. So this world is all about klesha and problematic relationships. I want to deny this, I want to get over this. So one is indulgence and the other is relief. So when you seek relief, it's another form of attachment. You have not really overcome it. You are just seeking relief. Like, as children, being small kids, when relatives come at our home, you know, sometimes we are really not in a mood to meet them, talk to them, so we run away into our rooms. When the material world seems too problematic, children go and lock themselves up in the washroom. This is too much to handle. Here I am safe. That is what the feeling of mukti is. Why? Because they have not tasted the real sweet rice. They cannot imagine that emotions, relations, variety can be spiritual. For them, emotions, relations, variety is always material. Anything that has form is temporary. Therefore, it is a source of suffering. Therefore, give it up. Correct, but not completely. So, this Sunday feast, Maharaj was sharing beautiful insights into this. We'll go through some of them. Okay, until I find it. Yeah. So Maharaj said, Gopis are crying for Krishna. Lord Ram is crying like a ordinary human for his wife. What is this platform? This is a platform beyond the platform of perfection. First, we experience material emotions. Then, we reach a platform of perfection. After that is the realm of spiritual emotions. So, an ordinary person will never understand how can Lord Ram cry, but we have to understand there are transcendental emotions. We are almost running out of time, but I'm just trying to share some quotes from Maharaj's class. I can't find it now. Yeah. So, first Maharaj started by explaining that controllership and enjoyership are inseparable. Let's come to it. So, Sita and Ram's suffering was beyond their being. Who are the participants in this situation? Sri Ram is suffering for separation from Sita. Sita Maya is suffering for separation of Sri Ram. But who are these people? They are beyond suffering. So Maharaj beautifully said, Sita and Ram's suffering was beyond their being beyond suffering. So when you go beyond the level of Jivan Mukta, beyond the level of suffering, at that level you experience emotions. And gopis crying for Krishna was infinitely more ecstatic experience than peace. So what we really want is sweet rice, free of sand. Because somebody who is not a devotee, they have always experienced the world as bitter. And therefore they add that same attribute to Krishna Leela. Oh, again person, again relationship, again emotion, again variety. This is all temporary. This is, so very sweetly they offended. They say this is true at a vyavaharic level. For living in this world, day to day, we have to accept the form of Bhagwan, but at a paramarthic level, it is just me, Brahman. Ultimately, you're saying it's a temporary tool for you to achieve your perfection. Use anthropology. That is the biggest offense, and such a person can never attain liberation. So here, this shloka that Maharaj was speaking on was about Hanumanji. Hanumanji becoming angry, burning Lanka. Hanumanji is the greatest scholar of scriptures. He cannot have these material emotions. So these people are beyond the Jivan Mukta stage. And what they are experiencing is spiritual emotions. Interestingly, Maharaj also said, because the shloka had that Lord Ram was seeing the ocean with red eyes. How can Lord become angry? So that is not nirguna, means no material gunas. This is not material anger. When Ravana had red eyes, when he was dismissing Vibhishana, that is material anger. So beautifully, Maharaj took us, you know, through the entire spectrum of this and clarified everything. So what does Prabhupada do? He says, Vimukta manina that they will fall down. So one, we saw that not they are not really liberated. So there is no question of falling. When will you fall? When you have actually ascended somewhere. So they are still at the material realm. They only think they are liberated, and they create. Prabhupada writes very heavily in Ishopanishad that just by political maneuvering and, you know, utilizing your money to be that in that position, you create a status in society that I am a Mahatma. So liberation is permanent. It is beyond the gunas. But for that, you need to take the path of pure bhakti. Then why would somebody who is taking the process of bhakti want liberation? There are a variety of jivas who have different interests. They want to experience the sukha aishwarya of Vaikuntha. I want to experience sukha, comfort in material sense, and aishwarya, opulence. But I will worship Krishna for it. And what does Krishna say? Ye, as you approach me, ye yatha mam prapadyate. So if you are worshipping me with a desire for sukha and aishwarya, I will give it to you. But when Krishna gives it to you, it's different from getting it like swarga level. Shri Krishna will give you this in Vaikuntha. That means that is a permanent position. So even having a trace of material desires but worshipping Krishna will lead us to a permanent result. So these are the people who are liberated, but they don't have a relationship. What is our path of Shuddha Bhakti? We are not interested in Sukha Aishwarya. We are interested in Prema Seva Uttaram. We want to establish a loving relationship with Krishna and serve Krishna. That is beyond any selfish desire. Even Sukha Aishwarya is considered selfish because you want it for whom? For yourself. I'll serve, but I want this level, I want this car, I want this level of facility. I will do service. Pure devotional service, the standard is, I am ready to serve Krishna even if I have to go to hell for it. Pure devotee is not considering where will I go. They are considering, will I have an opportunity to serve? You see how the paradigm shifts? So this is the paribhasha of Shuddha Bhakti. So this is what we had to discuss on today's shloka. If there are any questions or comments, any observation? Yes, Mataji. Who you're talking of? Devotees?
Yeah.
Because this text also talks of karmis, gyanis, yogis. So, devotees who have a desire to serve, but they want a peaceful situation.
Yeah.
It's not a bad desire.
Initially.
Yeah, ultimately, it is anything that's favorable to bhakti, we have to. Anything conducive to bhakti, we accept. And anything unfavorable to bhakti, we reject. So, in this principle, it's not discarded, it's not dismissed. But as we become pure, we realize that even if it's not a peaceful situation, I will continue to serve. In fact, that is the paribhasha of prema. Pragada premere e swabhav achar, nija dukha vignadi na kare vichar. One who is truly madly in love will not care for personal inconveniences and troubles. How many movies we see in which the lover goes through difficult challenges, risking their life, climbing mountains, jumping in oceans. Why? Because of love. So love is that which makes you go beyond yourself. So yes, that's at an advanced platform, but initially it's completely okay to accept some order, some clarity. But again, what are we expecting where? It's the material world. So, we should have expectations according to our situation. Okay. Anything else? Any comments or thoughts? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandai, Hari Hari Bhagavatam.